What is up, everybody?
Hello, hi.
Welcome.
Hola.
To the Avengers podcast, where we assemble weekly to binge the MCU and all things nerd, old and new. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Avengers Podcast. That is one word, ladies and gentlemen, A-B-I-N-G-E-R-S Podcast. Give us a like, a comment, and let us know what you think of the show. You want to support the show? Patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. Got cool shit over there. You should check it out. Patreon, Avengers Podcast. And we're live on the Twitch right now discussing anything Marvel Studios that drops. So we're going to be talking about I Am Groot. Clinton, your favorite show. If you've
so
not
watched Ahsoka, I've heard.
Yes.
Ahsoka's where it's at. It's what we should be reviewing on this channel. Right,
if you have not watched I Am Groot season 2, we're going to dive into it with our listeners, and we're gonna jump right in. So, yeah, just a little spoiler alert. And if you have not seen I Am Groot and you're worried about it, I will be perfectly honest with you. Saw you in the chat, Garrett. There's not much to spoil. I mean, really, I don't think you're going to be too disheartened or bummed out that we spoiled anything. You can stick around as long as you like. It's 15 minutes total, the whole show, the whole season, I should say. But yeah, either way. But if you really are protective over your Marvel Studios, leave now and forever hold your Groot. But we're here live and great to see the Twitch. Gosh, Keith and the spoilers right away posting he dies. Do not fucking spoil Ahsoka. I'll drive up to Tennessee and fight someone. Oh shit.
I'm not going to spoil it, but it's phenomenal.
I haven't seen it, so I can't spoil it. although I kind of want to spoil it because you totally called me out for still being in my teacher clothes.
Also, so. Garrett, it's A-H-S-O-K-A. So I don't know how much of a fan you are, but you spelled it wrong.
Mm. Oh my God. You fool.
Emmy's over his shit.
Fool. I'm not, you know, spelling Gambit, G-A-M-B-E-T. You know what I'm saying?
You probably have before.
Know your shit, Garrett.
Man, it is really popping off already. This is what happens when we talk to our listeners. We just immediately, it's just fighting words. It's just constant fighting words. So that's good.
Jonica.
Ashonica.
All right. Ashonica.
I'm just going to drink this apple juice.
All right. Well, enjoy your apple juice. We really appreciate it. No shocker to anyone. I'm joking. All right, guys. Well, we are going to jump into I Am Groot thoughts from our listeners. Clinton, anything
Winter Soldier?
Clinton, anything additional to add before we get to our listeners? I know you had a lot to say on the last pod, and I just wanted to give you every opportunity to get every last thought you had.
About I Am Groot?
Yep.
No, I'm here to divert the conversation to something interesting.
Nice. Okay. Nice. Okay. Cool.
Like Ashonica?
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to jump into our listener thoughts right now.
Wait, what if I had something to add?
Amy, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I watched New Rock Stars and they pointed out a whole bunch of shit I miss. So, like, for example, every single episode had a disclaimer, like no animals were hurt in this, but it was like, the first one was like no tree creatures or birds or whatever were hurt in the making of this show. And then the second one was the same kind of thing, but it's like some prosthetics may have been borrowed. And then they had the same thing, but we cannot say the same for the atomic snowman.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Yeah. How cute. Oh my God.
I know.
And then
it's adorable.
The sweet treat episode said that all the sweet treats had to be sampled for safety reasons. And the last one said the same cannot be said of a fifth dimension being's patience being harmed. So
I kind of love
that. It's a cute little touch that I don't think anybody except for maybe New Rock Stars caught. Well, and I'm giving them credit.
Well, that's adorable. All right, guys. Well, we're going to jump in and
am I done?
Oh,
Keith, don't encourage her.
So
I didn't find them. I have to give credit to New Rock Stars.
New Rock Stars
did a video.
Thank you so much for Emmy cheating off your test. We really appreciate it.
I did. I totally cheated off your test. But because I feel like there were so many things that I missed that I was like kicking myself for missing. And I was even going back and re-listening to our episode. I was like, and I don't know who that action figure was, but I'm sure it was somebody. Yeah, it was a Nova pilot. That's who the action figure was. Like, from the Nova Corps. The snowman, to answer Clinton's question about how it came to life, there were Annulex batteries, Harbillary batteries.
I don't know why everyone says it wrong except Drax, but yeah, anyway. This is the chat distracting us. By the way, this is why we wanted to do Twitch every single podcast, but we realized how ADHD all of us are, and we couldn't.
Yeah.
We just couldn't.
I am not ADHD.
Okay.
Not diagnosed and not being it are two different things. All right.
So. And I don't have the tisms.
All right.
In the background of the video game that Groot is playing whenever he gets a nose, there's also Howard the Duck and Valkyrie. I can't believe I didn't catch those. We missed a lot. Yep, kicking myself for that. The popsicle that he wants in the Sweet Treat episode looks like the face of Arishem, the big guy from Eternals.
Okay, that's awesome too.
And I didn't put this together, but I should have. He draws a face on the tree in the last episode because to him, all trees are sentient.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Also have updated Rotten Tomatoes and all that.
What's
shit.
Our update?
I thought I was tired before we started the podcast.
Clinton, quit being a grumpy Gus. All right. Amy, what was our Rotten Tomatoes what's our updated Rotten Tomatoes?
Updated. So we only had the one review that said
100%
Vin Diesel.
So we know we've gone
Vin
down.
Vin Diesel's best work.
We know we've gone down.
So we only have two reviews now, so they still don't have an official critic score.
Oh, yeah, 50
the second
or
one
100?
Gave it. Well, the second one gave it 3 out of 4. So we'd be at like 80.
They don't do scales. Either you like it or you don't.
Rotten Ahsoka's Tomatoes. At 88% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I need to see it. I need to see it.
Audiences went down 10% to 78%.
Yeah.
And IMDb stayed the same at 6.7.
Good deal. I love Garrett just calling Clinton out. Old man Clinton already ready to go to bed. All right. Okay. When did it become old man Clinton? Did Clinton take the old man title? That's awesome.
I did not, actually.
Sure sounds like
I'm
an old
sure.
man.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm pretty sure
That's
on our
why
website.
I'm retiring from the show. I'm taking my pension and getting the fuck out of here.
As your financial person, the financial podcast person, I have some bad news.
Yeah, it's not good, bro. If you were looking to retire from
you
this
just
podcast,
say it's not good, bro.
No. If you were looking to retire from the show, you know
about that pension.
We're literally that person with a fishing pole and the dollar. Like, that's where we're at as a business right now. All right, guys. So we are going to get into our listeners' thoughts on I Am Groot. And so thank you so much. If you want to ever pitch in to it, whether you're a $1, $3, $5 patron, no matter what, you can go to patreon.com/Avengers Podcast, join over there. And we ask our patrons after every single Marvel Studios release, hey, what did you think of the show? I Am Groot. I Am Groot is no different. So,
wait, before we go on to listener, I do have one more thing.
Emmy, quit being a buzzkill. This is all about them. What?
No, I just wanted to see how pissed off Clinton was going to get if I stopped you again.
he's internalizing it.
Sorry. I am used to zoning you out, so I'm good.
All right. Well, let's do this, guys.
Really going to miss you.
All right. Here we go. Oh, shit. Fire with fire, Emmy. Okay. So let's go over to our Patreon feed right now and hear from our lovely, lovely listeners and our wonderful supporters of the show, actually. So here we go. We are going to jump in. Jared said it was good.
I agree.
Great commentary.
Keith responded.
No, you don't.
Keith responded, deep, Jared. And Jared responded, just channeling my inner Clinton. Your inner Clinton would have gone off on the show, actually. This is not an it was good Clinton moment. This was a rage filled.
It was bad.
Yeah, very, very bad.
Then it was I don't care. It wasn't even it was bad.
I don't know. Okay, Clinton, I know you didn't care. Did you think it was bad? Because you said you didn't laugh. You weren't that invested.
It wasn't bad. I said it. I wasn't the audience for it.
Okay.
I didn't enjoy it. Like, I wasn't like.
Okay. I was just curious if you thought it was bad. Like, if you would have been like, yeah, I'm Groot as shit.
I think I would have been more annoyed if I took time out of my day to watch the 15 minutes than watching it while I was shitting.
Yeah.
If that says any testament to what it is.
Kind of, but we'll figure that part out later.
Did you do that action in a toilet or urinal situation?
Toilet.
Mm.
Okay.
All right.
We appreciate that.
Before we get to our next comment, guys, if you're on the Twitch stream right now, not sure if you're aware, but we are going to be doing Quiplash immediately following the stream. So after we get done recording this podcast, because it's going to be a shorter one, keep on keeping on. Stay on board with us because we are going to enjoy Quiplash. We're going to have a good time. We hope you can join us for that because I think that would be a really, really great time. We got a few people in here right now. So Quiplash, immediately following the show. So hope you guys will join us for that. All right. So we're going to get to our next comment here. Let's go to our feed again. And it's Marcus. Marcus says, I really like projects like I Am Groot. Life can be so stressful and exhausting sometimes. In these situations, it's great to just watch a little guy explore the world and do cute stuff. No deep meaning, no stakes, just pure enjoyment. The episodes could be a little bit longer for me. I'm wondering if this is the only thing we will see the Guardians in for a long, long time. Hashtag, wouldn't be sad if Quill died. Wow.
Damn.
Man, that came out of nowhere. Positivity,
just
no
when
stakes.
I thought you were too positive, you brought it home. I'm
like,
proud of you.
Marcus, I'm impressed by that comment because you were like, hey, you know what? I really think lighthearted, no stakes, it's going to be great. You know, and hey, maybe the Guardians won't appear in a while. Hashtag, Quill, fuck you. Like, I mean, just straight up. I mean,
kill somebody off.
Right? Yes. P.S. Am I the only one who is annoyed that we have to wait years for a storyline to continue because we have so many characters now? Hashtag Team Maximoff. Hey, Maximoff is under a big pile of rubble. That's all I'll say.
No, she's not. She's fine.
Last we saw her, she was. Where's the lie?
Yeah.
She'll be all right. yeah, I don't know. Clinton, anything to add to the positivity that he had besides killing Quill? I'm putting you on the spot all episode.
Yeah, why don't do that?
I can tell you're just like
out of it. I'm just riding this shit. You know what I'm saying?
You're coasting till the end. Root. You're coasting till it's over. So
I'll be the comment guy.
That's why I'm asking for your comment. Okay. All right. Good deal.
Fuck Peter Quill.
Wow. Not even comment. Like, I had to check it. Like, that's not even comment. You're just making up your own comments.
Why don't you participate
in the podcast? Like,
to what was just said. Not a big fan of Quill either. I really don't care about the Guardians except for Rocket.
Wow. I like Drax too.
It's not that I hate the Guardians. They're just
I love them. They're my favorite.
I know Nebula. You love them. That's cool. And I know a lot of people love them. I know James Gunn did a great job with his movies.
That's cool. You love them.
They're just not characters that I accept for Rocket.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
And then you drill down even more, and you give me a Groot kid show. It's just like, I really don't give a fuck. You know what I mean?
It's about that cha-ching.
Hold on a second.
For anybody, Brandon is getting a Groot. Hey, the last time that you got that guy, he shut off our recording and we lost.
Oh, God, I remember that. Watch him. Like, literally, this dude fell off and, like, immediately turned off our show. And that sucked. That absolutely sucked.
I think we only lost about 10 minutes, but
yeah, still, it was a funny 10 minutes. It was a really good 10 minutes. Like every time we've lost recordings, they've been like us at our A game. We've never lost a recording and said, we could have recorded better anyway. Let's do that again. It's always like, fuck, man, we were on a roll every time. Yeah. Every fucking time. All right. So we're going to switch. There's additional comments here, so I want to get to those as well. This was Keith responding to that post saying, I definitely feel this way at times. Like, can I see Shang-Chi again, please, this century? But I can only hope that the time they'll have to plan it out will be very well used and we won't see poorly handled and rushed results. Marcus responded.
Good thing nobody's on strike. Oh, shit.
Don't do that. Just don't. Marcus responded, Shang-Chi is a great example. I had zero expectation going in because I'm not that into fighting, and the movie blew me away. Now it's been 2 years since the movie came out, and I have no idea when we will see one of them again. Now everything gets pushed back because of the writer strike, which makes it even worse. Parentheses, go get what you deserve, writers and actors. Hell yeah, Marcus.
Hell yeah. I agree. And I honestly, like, fucking prolong it as much as you need.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
like, get what you deserve. Absolutely this time. And mm-hmm. let's not have to do this again in my lifetime, please. Because it hurts.
I mean, I think this is the second time it's happened in our lifetime for sure. So
mm-hmm. I think the, yeah, it was WGA back in, I think it was 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yep.
All right. And more Marcus. Marcus said, no matter if Clinton will be joining to talk about his favorite Marvel project or not, thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything you shared on the podcast. You made me laugh. You made me cry. You made me think. You made me question myself about important topics. When I read that you will cut down your time on the pod, that day could not become a good one. I'm so thankful for everything, and I hope you are doing well.
Mm.
Aww.
That is
so sweet.
That's really
thank you,
sweet.
Marcus.
Beautiful. Beautiful message, Marcus.
I'm not going to die, hopefully.
We're hoping.
So I will still be on the show here and there. Bobert seems to be excited that I'll be gone, but it sounds like Keith shares a similar opinion. So I don't know if you're going to get what you want with Keith, because him and I similarly see things a lot of times with Marvel projects. Could be wrong, but
Keith has this thing that you don't. It's called tact.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
I would.
I have tact.
I was gonna say something, but it sounds like I'm shitting on Keith, and I'm not.
We've been digging at each other all pre-show, so like you're seeing like the after effect of 30 minutes of us just poking at each other. Oh man. Anyway, sorry. Keep going.
I used to have tact, and then I started realizing like it doesn't matter, like I'm not going to say face anymore with Twitch yet.
Fuck
so
people's
just,
feelings. Yeah,
not even yeah. No, not people's feelings. It's not about people's feelings, but if you ask me a thing, you're asking me about Groot, don't like it, I'm not gonna pretend I like
it. So you said you don't like it before. You said you didn't care for it. See, there it is.
I don't care for it.
You're flip-flopping on the
show. My god, what you know what I mean.
Do we?
I'm so confused right now.
Not for me. It's not for,
for me.
But back to Marcus's comment. Thank you, Marcus. I am very grateful for that comment. And I'm not dead. I'll be back on the show. I will be probably on more than you think I will. Maybe.
Shit, we'll probably just call him at the end of some episodes and be like, hey, motherfucker.
Drop a line. And Loki season two, you're already talking about coming on. Like, so.
Yeah, no, I'm excited about that show. I loved mm-hmm. the first season. So
yeah,
it sucks. It's going to be the first thing after I leave. But
you're not leaving. You just said you're not leaving. You're just taking a.
You're a flip-flopping son of a bitch. No more flip-flopping. No more malarkey.
No, okay. Honestly, I'm excited.
I am done with this podcast. So October 1st, sayonara bitches. I have enjoyed it. It's been fun. Marcus, thank you for enjoying my time here. And I've enjoyed it too. But then this is why I'm leaving, because I have, you know, two co-hosts, if you want to even call them that, two fuck faces.
Best friends.
So, yeah, it was a good time. It was a good run. Keith, good luck. Don't get trapped like I did. Know when to get out. And
Keith already quit his job.
Do your best, man.
Keith already quit his job, so.
He's looking for that pension you're talking about.
You promised him a pension. All right, great stuff. Thank you, Marcus. I appreciate it.
I liked Derek's hashtag, leave Clinton alone.
Oh, man, that cracked me up in the middle while Clinton's like in the middle of talking. I see it. And it looks so perfect with the chat. It was just that one hashtag for a good second. That may be our screenshot, Derek. All right. So we got a couple of videos from Keith. We will save those for the end because I definitely want everyone to watch those. Those are really, really good. But we have a couple more comments to get to because there was a lot. Actually, this is the last comment.
No, it's not.
Is it not? Did we get more?
Oh, just Emmy. One. did her thing.
Oh, Amy,
her did little that. Cutesy thing.
Oh, of course.
What? Hey, I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Well, wonderful. Thank you, Amy. I appreciate it.
I pay for the patron. I get to enjoy the Patreon.
Well, Amanda Miller commented, "Hello, I am Groot Volume 2. Was cute as expected. I think my favorite was the one with the Watcher. It was pretty funny to hear Jeffrey Wright's dramatic voice delivering all those silly lines. I hope y'all have a good stream. We're recording our next Going Merry episode tonight. Parentheses, shameless plug. So we won't be able to join. Love you guys. Amanda, thank you so much. No shameless plug needed because Going Merry podcast is wonderful. It has three of our great friends on there. Check it out. What are they reviewing right now, Emmy?
They're reviewing the live action Netflix One Piece like adaptation. Mm-hmm. And I have watched all of it except for one episode. And Amanda, I beat you to the punch. I already shouted you out in the pre-show. So you're welcome.
Oh, okay.
But also watch that show. What? And also listen to that podcast.
Who else on that podcast? Amanda?
It's Amanda, Whitney, and Derek.
Mm-hmm. Amanda
and Whitney both came to the Comic-Con that was near me. And so they kept pointing out all of the One Piece stuff that they saw. And I kind of started to catch on. And so I would like not have any clue what I was talking about. But like, I would be like, is that you? That's you. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That is awesome.
So well, I'm sorry for that, guys.
No worries. We actually have two more comments. We have two.
I think
more.
It's rude that Amanda, Whitney, and Derek couldn't be on the last assemble that I'm going to be on.
Guys,
since I'm leaving the show permanently,
you're right. It all revolves. What are you doing? Yeah,
how selfish!
Very selfish of them, Clinton.
Wow.
So
listen, I've been jonesing for episode two. Well, is it episode two? I guess it is episode two that they're reviewing tonight. I've been jonesing like since I listened to the first one, which also had Matt Murdock on it.
All right,
Matt, our listener, Matt.
Nice. Hey.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to switch over. We got a couple more new comments to get to. The first one is this monstrosity that we're looking at right here. Wonderful. Iron Man 2 is better, but this is still cute. Thank you, Amy. Appreciate it. Yeah. Anyway.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and Garrett responded, which I'm very, very thankful for. Iron Man 2 for the win, but Groot was fantastic. I think this is Marvel's best work yet. I think it tops Endgame for sure. Just kidding. Haven't watched it. Just kidding. Haven't watched it. But I came to give my condolences about the loss of Clinton. He was a great guy. He was a great guy. I hope I get to live to be as old as Clinton was. All right.
Yeah.
How was that a burn? But it was
perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Chef's Garrett, kiss.
I could not. I mean, no, not that. That's bleh.
Ah, shoot.
It's gonna feel real weird for everybody if I die in some freak accident in the next few weeks and you go back and read this and you're like, oh shit.
I think it would make it funnier. I think
okay.
I think we're gonna be laughing like, oh my god, we were such dicks to him, and that's funnier because even your sense of humor, I think you would laugh. Which you're laughing right now. I think you'd be like, yeah, that's fucked. Yeah, and then that makes sometimes our dark humor is really bad, and we all share it to a sense, like the three of us. Like I told people the hardest I've ever laughed was the three of us when we went out to eat, and there's not a microphone to our because our humor. I mean, you think it gets even worse. I mean,
and we censor ourselves a bit.
We do. We all have a really dark sense of humor, like that. It's fucking hysterical. Like I was crying from laughing, like when we went out to eat because the conversation was that funny. It's just dark. It's dark. Like I just said, like, oh, Clinton passed. That'd be funnier to us. You know, like it's that level. I think we just piss people off.
I would read this comment as your eulogy. in full Iron Man 2 for the win and all.
I saw a meme that said I need a friend that will stand behind a tree with like a black jacket and black glasses and just stay away from everyone, like so people would think I was important.
Yeah,
someone was
I can do that.
Someone was spamming our chat. Yeah, responded,
the price is lower than any competitor. What,
this is
yotype.com.
Oh gosh!
No, don't say it.
Yeah, I don't know. But either way.
Dogeheim.
All right. All right. So, well, we're going to get to our lovely video from Keith on I Am Groot. We have a two-parter here, guys. So we are going to get to the first part, the ultimate bark versus bite. Oh,
I'm gonna mock the new guy.
You're gonna mock the new guy? That's mm-hmm. That's
initiation freshman.
Which new guy?
Keith Sketches.
Who's Keith Sketches?
Oh,
I don't know. He even got the balls to put his real last name.
You don't know that's not his real name.
Yeah, what if his last name is Sketches?
Sounds sketchy.
Hmm. Well said. Well said. I just realized I have to pull it up on my phone too to make the audio go through. So mm-hmm. that's on me. So technical difficulties by Brandon.
I look like I'm falling asleep trying to fix that.
You look like you're falling asleep all the time.
Thank you. I had a kid yesterday say, "Did you have a rough day? You look rough." And I was like, "Bitch."
Did you say bitch?
No. She's a really sweet kid.
All right, we're going to get to Keith's...
I wouldn't have said that had it not been. Okay.
All right, we're going to get to Keith's video right now, and let's see what he's got. The ultimate bark versus bite, Groot off, part one. Let's watch.
All right, you guys want a response for I Am Groot? I'll give you a response for I Am Groot. I'm just glad that during this big Writers Guild strike, we have content like I Am Groot because they don't need writers, they don't need actors. They can just follow Groot around with a camera. I am a fan of going back and rewatching things to get in the better mindset and remind myself my terrible memory. I could not remember more than maybe 2 out of 5 episodes from the first season. So I went back and watched all 5 at 36 years of age with no kids and nothing else to do on a Tuesday night. I had a little bit of the devil's lettuce put on Groot. It got me. Why did I sit back and watch all 10 episodes? Well, because I wanted to have a little bit of a Groot off and rate all 10 episodes of I Am Groot. This is a show with a lot of whimsy, a show with a lot of spectacle, and usually a little bit of a lesson in each episode, a little nugget of importance, ethics. But for the most part, I'm just going to go on pure entertainment alone. That is how I'm going to judge these. The way I've broken this down essentially is you got your S tier, your standard S tier, and then down from that, you've got the great, the good, the meh, and the fuck right off. I should change that. Change that to fuck right off. Right.
He's ranking up.
There we go. Fuck right off. I feel cooler now. I did go back and rewatch the first 5 episodes, and you know what? They made me laugh. Some of the music just hit right, hit different. Groot's first steps. You know, start where it all began. This one was incredibly endearing, really funny, in my opinion. Visually very comical. Him just kind of having this weird rivalry with this bonsai plant that's full of Groot. This one, I got to put it pretty high. This one, Iron Groot came to play. Started off super strong. A beautiful animation as well, and just a clever
watching
way to
him
show
react
what
to it. He's just like
first
born out of his fucking plant. Skull
Next
watching
is, it. It's got to be one of my favorites. Groot, I Am Groot, the little guy episode. One of my absolute favorites. Mm-hmm. I'm putting that up on S tier. Not even going to hesitate. This one has so much comedy in it. It has such great character designs on the little. There's so
like
many jokes
one.
Going on with the really civilization cute. That I really appreciated it.
I feel like the colors
and
are.
Groot farts out a little leaf in the end and saves the day. Isn't that fantastic? He farts a leaf. How could that not be the best one? Groot's Pursuit has a lot of really funny. Yeah. Things essentially my favorite part is I think a lot of people's favorite part is probably the dancing. It's where he basically follows around and tries to figure out there's some intruder in the ship and he's up at night and going around and trying to figure it out. And he plays with these little Russian nesting dolls. I'm
trying to find the right.
And he's like expecting a different thing under each one. And he's got like the headlamp that's just actually a watch. it's got some really good jokes in it. The dancing isn't not funny. I like how brutal he is when he dances the sludge.
The fact that we're doing
a
tier for Groot
that was
is the stupidest.
Brutally brutal. But that is not my favorite episode. Otherwise. Groot's Pursuit, I'm going to say it was good. It was a good episode. It wasn't my least favorite. It wasn't my favorite. Groot takes a bath. Groot takes a bath is damn good. He finds out that this mud puddle can give him the ability to grow all these sprouts, so he starts doing different hairstyles, and it's really funny. And then he ends up grudely.
Season one was way better than the second one.
A bird that's laughing at him when he finds out.
I just love that this whole stream.
He sees this bird that's
we knew this was pointless.
Takes the
and he's taking it to the next level, making a tier system.
I was happy
to
see
the video.
Cut back to the bird, and he hasn't.
And it's like
it.
The humor of like how ridiculous this is
especially with
not lost on me, and it's really fucking funny.
On animal cruelty, so that would have been a weird pivot. Groot's magnum opus, ironically enough, is the weakest episode in the season, in my opinion. But there are some funny things that he does. There's a really freaking weird face that Groot makes. Look at his face. Look at this. I am glad that was a short clip. There's so much interaction with the other members of the
Guardians.
That's Chucky. It's kind of like obvious.
Oh,
like
my head. It hurts from laughing.
It's cheap.
It's so stupid.
They couldn't put the amount of time and money into a Rocket cameo like they would for a full-fledged Guardians movie. They probably did this episode, saw some online backlash about how Rocket didn't look right, or he looks like he's great value Rocket or something, and that they didn't include him in the Christmas special. That's my theory anyway. So Magnum Opus I'm going to put in the meh category. It's kind of forgettable.
Oh, God, scared me.
Is there one that makes the fuck right off?
Oh, that is so fucking funny. Well, we'll see, because he made the tier. We actually have a part two to that. So that was fucking...
I feel like, Keith, can't you share those tiers? Share those tiers. That sounded so emo.
That did sound...
Share your tears!
Please, never again, Emmy. Just never again. Okay. Don't do that.
No, okay. That sorry, I'll leave it to Clinton.
Sounded like a bullet from my Valentine song.
Oh, fuck off. Fuck right off.
All right. I want to see if someone makes a fuck right off tier. Like I said, guys, if you have not...
Oh, the snowman for me.
Really? That's a fuck right off for you?
Yeah. I didn't like... Well...
Okay.
It had... The beginning was cute, but then once the snowman showed up, like, no. Sorry.
All right. Well, let's get this tier going. I'm really... Or I want to see if one makes the list. So here we go. Part two. The final part. The ultimate Bark versus Bite Groot off part two.
Okay, season two, we start out kind of strong. As a pet owner, I enjoyed the first episode a lot for the idea of how you could show your kid this one and it'd be like, oh, this is what it's like to have a pet, just so you know. They're gonna be pulling you in all different directions, they're gonna be bugging you when you're trying to sleep, they're gonna be pooping everywhere, you gotta clean up after
best
it.
One like this is, in know, my opinion of the season
of way of showing kids
this was all three of our favorites.
Ready. Hey, do you want to have a pet? Because this is what it's like. So I liked it on that merit alone. Was it my favorite one? Not really of this season. Okay. I'd say it's pretty low, but I'm going to call it good. Good's good. The second
offer
one
rescinded.
Is nosing around, or Groot noses around. Again, you're teaching a little bit about, or at least it seems like it, you're teaching that if you sit around all day playing video games, you might have a smell. But this nose, this picture of him with a nose is going to live in my brain rent free. Yeah, this one, not a huge fan, but it was good enough. It was fine. I really love Groot's snow day. Groot's snow day was not only funny, visually very funny, but just cute, just impressive. Like,
total opposite of Amy.
Action in it. Groot in a little snowsuit.
You're going to do well, kid.
Absolutely.
You're going to do well.
I'm here for it. Yeah, Snow Day goes up to the S tier for sure.
S tier! Wow.
The Groot's Sweet Treat. The Sweet Treat episode, it's good. It might be, it actually, my favorite thing about it was the claw machine part.
Parishim.
You think he's going to go and play the claw machine and go get the coin inside, and he just smashes through the glass, which was awesome. And then they show the little things that the machine's prizes are in, the little like plastic like bubble with the cap. And it just took me back to something I never thought about. I used to play with those all the time.
Oh,
after getting a bunch
things.
Of prizes, I would have those in my room all the time. And just like opposite. Pop open the cap, like squeeze them and pop the cap off as far as you can. And yeah, that took me back. So I can put that in the great column. And again, in my opinion, they saved the least impressive or the least exciting for last. I do like that the Watcher was featured in
I wasn't a big
episode.
Fan of this one.
Groot and the Great Prophecy. Yeah, so... I like that the Watcher was there. I like that it was actually Jeffrey Wright doing the voice of the Watcher. It actually made me more interested in revisiting.
Oh, it may not be a fuck right off here.
It's not as bad as my brain's telling me. So I'm going to put that one in the meh. None of them are in the fuck right off. No episode, no 3-minute delightful comedy episode with even like a lunchbox character like Baby Groot. I'm not the biggest fan of this version of Groot. There's a way cooler version in both the first and the third Guardians movies, in my opinion. But he is cute, and they make him do some funny things. And so there's really no fuck right off episode. Wait, why did I even make that category then, Keith? I don't know. just let me do what I'm going to do, man. Don't do drugs, kids. So yeah, that's my Groot tier list. What do you guys think? Where would you guys put your... Can any of the episodes fuck right off for you? Or are they all S tier? Are they all meh? What order would you put your 10 episodes in? You could just do the 5 for this season if you just watched this season. Anyways, I'm going to fuck right off. And thank you for having me. And excited to record with you guys soon. I also watched all of Loki season 1 today. And it got me right in the zone. And I'm I need stoked to do that. For season 2. Yeah, can't wait. Cannot wait. And yeah, you talk to me in chat. I'll talk to you later. Leave Rocket alone. He's suffered enough.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right. Oh, so, Clinton, how many made the fuck right off tier for you?
No, I mean, they're not a fuck right off. It's not a fuck right off show. It's just... Not for me.
No, it's for children. And I like Keith called Baby Groot a lunchbox character, and that is what he is to Marvel. He is something, a character that you can sell on lunchboxes, backpacks, mm-hmm. and children's
That's clothing. Great, but I'm on the show telling my opinion about it, and I just personally am not a fan.
He don't give a fuck, man.
Because it's not for you.
Okay.
Bitch.
That's what I'm saying. Wasn't for me.
All right.
I didn't care for it. That's what I said.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I think they're all good. I didn't think anything was S tier except, honestly, the first one. The responsibility of having a little pet and having little shits on his feet. Little rainbow shits was hilarious. That one's an S tier. Meh, the Watcher one. Honestly, and everything else, good. Everything else was good.
No, I like the Watcher one because of, is it Jeremy or Jeffrey, right?
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey Wright. Mm-hmm. His voice doing like at least he's not defacing ancient property anymore. And then you hear Groot peeing. And it's like, his exasperation with it all is my favorite part of that episode. The Watcher.
Good deal.
Being this like supreme being who's just watching a child.
And finding out the real meaning too at the end was he brings the joy and like how cool. I did like that twist at the end. I said that in the pod last week too.
Yeah.
I really think that was a clever twist for an episode that I really wasn't interested in. And Amanda said that was her favorite, I think. So, you know, that was awesome.
I thought it was cute.
It is.
It wasn't my favorite.
It's all cute.
I like the rainbow poop.
Good deal. Well, hey guys. I think we just had our Avengers Assemble for I Am Groot. Loads of comments. Thank you so much for all of them. There was at least 50 that we just couldn't get to. So sorry. But maybe next time. What?
Okay. Because I overprepare for everything because I am who I am. Mm-hmm. I have like 2 things if you guys are curious. Yeah. About them, like newsy stories that, like, if we didn't have any comments, like, we can chat about this.
Cool, go for it.
Okay, so first of all, Whitney shared in our Discord that the Marvel VFX people have
they're on
voted
strike.
Unanimously or they're to unionize.
Correct, yes, yeah. Which I think is the right call, 100%. I support the VFX artists that put in a lot of hours, a lot of time into this show. We see a cool fight sequence. There's a lot of people busting their ass every single moment. So solidarity with those folks, and really, really happy to hear that they are unionizing it. Well-deserved. And yeah, more power to them. 100%. I love that. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. And then the other thing, and this is from Marvel fans forever, so I don't know if anybody else has heard this. I am very curious to see if it has come across anybody else's social media, anything. Breaking, one day ago, Harry Potter actor Daniel Radcliffe has reportedly been cast in Deadpool 3 for a secret role. Have you guys heard this?
Yes. So it's a rumor, but there are a lot of leakers are saying it's true.
The new Wolverine. The new Wolverine. It's
I'm
it's
a little
in one ear, in one, out the other. It's got to be Wolverine.
Well, yeah, I would think it's Wolverine, but a lot of people are thinking it's definitely for Wolverine, a variant of him. But will they do it like they did John Krasinski and just like an homage to the fans?
It's like
but it's like not a permanent.
I don't think
it's
as
mean?
Strong as Krasinski. Krasinski has constantly been talked about. Radcliffe here and there, but Krasinski, I remember reading constantly from fan sites. I feel like this is different. I feel like this is who, it's a younger actor. It's a guy who fits the bill. I think this is someone that they see long term going. And if it's true, fucking great casting in my opinion. Love it.
And he just got bulked up for his latest role.
Oh,
his latest role in what?
I don't know.
And it would be hysterical. Deadpool.
Wolverine. No. He's in a recent, like there's a movie or show coming out that he's bulked up for.
But it would be great to see Radcliffe. Like I could see the comedy I could see it with Deadpool working really extremely well. Like, what? Who's this short guy? What's this? And you're tiny and blah, blah, blah. And like, are you Canadian? Like I could see him, you know, really playing to that and also being a wink and a nod and just a true like turn of a page, you know, like, oh, it's almost like Wolverine and a different artist is drawing him. And that is really, really cool. Love to see it. I hope this comes true, but I've also got my hopes up about Multiverse of Madness and we know where that ended up. So I don't know. We'll see, but I've not heard of this either. I've not heard of this.
Okay. When I saw it, I was like, oh, I don't know if that could be true. And I didn't, my first thought was I didn't even have the thought of Wolverine, but now that you said it, I thought it would be really stupid and funny if like Deadpool somehow gets into a different dimension and Harry Potter's real, but that's just my brain.
Yeah.
That would honestly probably be terrible, but you know, but I do feel like Daniel Radcliffe is one of those actors that when he was cast as Harry Potter, when I was 11, 12, 13 years old, I looked at him and I was like, he will never play any other part. And he has done a very, very, very,
he's a phenomenal
very
actor.
Good job.
He's a phenomenal
of
actor.
Not just being Harry Potter.
Agreed.
Just like Emma Watson, I feel like has done a very good job of not just being Hermione.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I rewatched Kill Your Darlings recently. Such a good movie.
I've not seen that.
Oh,
so good.
It's good.
Him and Dane DeHaan.
Yes.
Such a good movie.
My God. And I love Dane DeHaan. Holy
me too.
Shit.
Me too.
Wonderful.
Are they gay? That's all I'm watching right now. One Piece and gay
yes.
shit. Okay. All right. I'm in.
All right. We have a couple of comments. People have asked us to refresh the Patreon. So real quick, going right over.
People.
If
Laurel.
If bald people work in a restaurant, do they still need to wear a hairnet? That's from Keith.
No, but they need, no, they don't need to wear a hairnet, but they need to wear the thing that covers your nose or your, like your mustache if you've got a mustache.
A mask?
a beard net. My first ever job, I had to wear a beard net. I worked in a factory for 18 months. I was a forklift driver, but I was around a food product when I was driving and they made us wear
certain
beard nets.
Chocolate candies that get hot in your mouth, not in your...
Keep it. Just we don't even need...
Not in tus manos.
Hate you. Anyway, I had to wear a beard net, and I can't imagine why. That really annoyed me very, very much, and I hate it. It itched all the fucking time, too. Ugh, I hate beard nets. Hate them. Anyway, next comment. Which one would you prefer? Have no nose, but have really good smelling fingers, or be blind... but have a really nice smile.
Okay. So I can't, I don't have a nose, but I can be like, here, smell my finger.
I can't smell that. You need to pick that one, Emmy, because your fingers have not smelled good for a number of years.
Well, no, but how many people do you walk up to and you're like, hey, smell my finger? Listen, working in a middle school, I know
but
you
I don't
want to
be blind either.
Yeah, but
no.
You're already kind of blind. So not too different for you. And Emmy, you have terrible smelling fingers. So God, I'm trying to help you guys out, really. Clinton, nice smile. You already got it. And you're kind of blind. So just be yourself, essentially. And Emmy, please, can you make your fingers not smell anymore? There you go. There's your answer for all of that.
You're the one with the nice smile, Brandon. Brandon loves it when you talk about teeth. Burn! Brandon loves when you talk about his teeth and how nice they are. It's his favorite thing in the world. It really amps up his ego. So keep that in your back pocket for when Brandon's having a bad day. Tell him he has beautiful teeth and a nice smile. He loves it. So, and Emmy's favorite thing is bringing up how much she talks about her
students.
Students. Yep.
Yeah, I was just going to do that. As a middle school teacher, I have a rule that if any of my students say, "Hey, smell this," I say, "No."
Oh my gosh. There was that, remember that commercial that was like, "Oh, this is terrible." It was a bunch of raccoons and like, "Oh, this is terrible. You got to try it." It's like, "No, I'm not going to try it if it's terrible." No, really, you got to try it. Like, it reminds me of being on the show with you too. Like, no, just try it.
Your friends will always do that. They're like, "This smells like shit. Smell this."
No, I don't do that. If something smells like shit, I've never said, "Oh, you got to smell." No. It's usually like, "Can I get it out of here quick? That's not good."
A teacher a couple years ago who I was like walking down the hall and he was like, "Hey, come smell this bathroom." And he was pointing to a boys' bathroom in the eighth grade hallway. And I was like, "Fuck you. I am not smelling that bathroom." He was like, "No, seriously, come smell this bathroom." And I was like, you can't get me. Like, I'm not doing it. Well, he finally got me in the fucking bathroom and it smelled so much of weed that I got a contact eye. It was so dank in there.
Nice.
You had a good day.
Yeah, there it is.
It was after school. It was after school.
Oh, wow.
You had a good evening.
Guys.
I had a great evening. I was very hungry.
Well, speaking of great evening, we're going to go have a great evening. It's almost 8 p.m. Eastern. We're going to go head off and play Quiplash with our lovely Twitch audience. Patrons, thank you so much for commenting and letting us know your thoughts. It was kind of for comedy purposes, but we really appreciate it. A lot of good stuff and a really sweet message, Marcus. Thank you so much. We really loved it. Keith, your video had me rolling. Amanda with an actual thoughtful post. Jared and Garrett, what are you guys doing? No, honestly, in all seriousness, thank you so much. The chat really tonight, Keith, Garrett, there's been Derek has been in here trying to get to everybody. Tim Bobert, appreciate you guys all joining. Whoever Happy Hippie 320 is, I don't know who the hell.
I know, she sounds like some bitch.
Sounds like a beach to me. In all seriousness, thank you guys so much for joining the chat. Catherine, saw you in there as well. Thank you for making it a fun stream to chat. We hope you will join us on the Quiplash part. But thank you to the Avengers podcast listeners and those that turned to join us in such a stupid stream. So we're out of here, but stream, hold on. We're going to be doing Quiplash. So stay tuned. Clinton and Emmy.
We were told to refresh again. And hey, Garrett, I agree with you. Weed does smell good. I don't like smoking it. And I don't like the way that I feel on it, but I love that smell. That smell is fantastic. But no, I was told that we have more comments. Okay, it's time for me to clean the cat boxes.
Brandon, your smile looks dynamic or dynamite. I don't know what it said. I don't know. Keith, I hate you. All right, we're heading out of here. Hang on, Twitch stream. We're going to do Quiplash in just a moment. So we're out. Clinton, Emmy, any final words before we call it a podcast?
If you punch yourself in the face and it hurts, are you weak or strong?
And ooh, is that from Confucius?
That's from Keith-ish-ius.
Bye, guys.
I'm really sad.
The fart noise didn't show up. It didn't. We couldn't hear it. Still can't. Okay. It's like Zoom has an anti-fart noise thing because, like, can you hear it, Clinton? I can't hear it.
I can't hear it either.
Still not working. She's trying so hard. So can I just?
I'm just making fart noises over here.
To no one.
I have to pee real bad. I'm. See y'all.
Bye. We'll be right back. See ya.
Good night.